The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. All right, it's time for me to admit it again. I haven't admitted it for a while. I am so out of touch. I am so out of touch. I am so out of step with the world that we live in. And I admit it. Okay? I admit it. Here is another example. Many in the Christian community, at least on social media, are singing the praises of Madison Prewett. P-R-E-W-E-T-T. Now, some of you may know the name Madison Prewett if you are a fan of the TV program The Bachelor. Well, I've never heard of her because I have never watched The Bachelor and have no intention to. Or The Bachelorette. I have no intention, no desire. And I'll even go further and show you just how terribly out of step I am. I don't think I should. Because of what goes on and the lifestyle that is promoted, I honestly don't think, particularly as a happily married man, that I should watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. It's not exactly edifying from a Christian perspective, okay? Now, that alone puts me just totally out of touch, out of step with most of the world around me, even much, maybe even most of the evangelical Christian community. All right, back to Madison Prewett. She has become a hero, or would we call her a heroine, for many Christians because she has walked away from The Bachelor. And social media say, isn't that wonderful? That's just great. Oh, what a wonderful Christian testimony. Really? Here is the headline. All right, from a major Christian news site. Major Christian news site. Here is the headline. Professing Christian Madison Prewett, saving herself for marriage, walks away on The Bachelor. Here is the story. Luke Parker, who was outspoken about his Christian faith and called for sexual purity on last year's The Bachelorette, defended Madison Prewett after she stood by her purity convictions on The Bachelor this week. Prewett, 23, was seen on this week's episode of The Bachelor telling Peter Weber she would not be able to continue their relationship if he slept with other women on the show. The Alabama native has been open about her Christian faith throughout the show. Quote, I'm not in any way trying to come across as judgmental, but at the same time, those are my expectations that I have in life, she told Weber on the Fantasy Suite episode. I'll come back to that. Quote, In a week from now, if you're down on one knee and 6 days before that you slept with somebody else, I just can't wrap my mind around that. I don't want to feel like a bad person for the standards that I have. I'm so proud of who I am and the choices that I've made and the standards that I have. And it's been so blanking. It's not a bad word. It's just one I don't like to use. Blanking hard in this because I've had to look past a lot of things. No, I'm not okay with a guy to be kissing other women, but I fought and I've gotten here. I've sacrificed a lot and I've compromised a lot. In order to get as far as she has gotten in this competition called The Bachelor, she admits she's compromised a lot. But then I continue in the story. But one thing she was not willing to compromise was her sexual purity. Quote, "My faith is literally everything to me, and I have saved myself from marriage. I can't keep moving forward and continuing this relationship if I don't get the clarity and peace and confidence that I need." Okay. Well, that's fine. That's good. I'm glad for anybody who gives a Christian testimony on TV. And this is where I could be wrong, because I've never seen The Bachelor. Okay? I've never seen it. Don't plan on seeing it. Don't want to see it. But from what I can gather in the research that I've done today, towards the end of the competition, there is the Fantasy Suites Week. In fact, let me read from the website for The Bachelor. And I quote, "During the Fantasy Suites Week of every season of ABC's The Bachelor, the final three women have the opportunity for their first overnight date with the star, where they are able to spend the night together without any cameras." That's from the website of The Bachelor. So evidently, according to their own website, and again, I haven't seen it. Maybe you know more about this than I do. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm just going from what they say themselves. Every season, when they get down to three women, they have Fantasy Suites Week, where, quote, "the final three women have the opportunity for their first overnight date with a star." In other words, sleeping with the star. Now, I don't want to be overly judgmental here, but evidently this Christian, Madison Pruitt, knew that was part of the program. And she knew that if she made it to the final three women, she would be asked to sleep with the star during Fantasy Suite Week. So my question, why was she there from the start? So she goes through the whole competition knowing that if she makes it to the final three, she's going to be asked to sleep with a star. And if she's not willing to sleep with a star, she probably won't be able to continue. So why did she get involved to begin with? I guess I'm just an old fuddy-duddy. I guess I'm just so out of touch. Now, I am grateful that she walked away. That's good. But what was she doing to begin with? Why did she enter? Why did she start the competition when she knew where it was headed and what would be asked of her? Now, at this point, I could editorialize on her motives. I won't do that because I don't know what her motives are. I think they're a little suspect, but I don't know. So, well, I'm glad she spoke out about her faith, and I'm glad she walked away. You know, so much of the Christian life is not putting yourself in positions where you will be asked to compromise. Don't put yourself in those positions where you will be tempted. You know, it goes back to the Billy Graham rule about a pastor, a minister, being alone with another woman. The world thinks that's insane. It's just wise. So I'm trying not to judge her, but I would just say, I don't think she's a real hero. But that's just the old fuddy-duddy. Like I said, I am so out of touch. I am so out of step with this world. And you know, I'm glad I am. Yeah, and I'm not planning anytime soon to actually get in step with much of this world.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I have received an update concerning The Bachelor. Oh, my goodness, you can't make this stuff up. I just got an update on this thing. This woman, Madison Pruitt, who has been open about her faith, I guess, through the entire competition. She's a Christian. She's standing for her purity, her sex. She's saving herself, no sex before marriage and so forth. And when it got down to the final three and it was fantasy week time, she said to the star, The Bachelor, "If you sleep with the other girls, I'm out of here." And he said, "Well, I probably will." And she says, "Well, I'm out of here." And she left. She walked out. And Christian social media was going crazy. Isn't this wonderful? She stood for her faith, her belief. She stood for her purity. Isn't that great? And before the break, I said, she knew this was coming. She knew about this fantasy suite thing. And I read to you what they say on the website itself. They're expected to sleep with the guy. So why was she there? So anyway, well, she walked out. She asked, "Have you slept with those other two women?" Again, they're the final three. "Have you slept with the other two?" "Yeah." "Well, I'm leaving. If you get down on your knee and ask me to marry you, and I know that you have slept with the other women, I just can't do that." And she left. She came back. After publicly saying, "I'm going to save myself and I believe in purity and I can't do this." And she has come back, and now they're down to two. Now, again, I don't watch the program, but I just informed. Now they're down to two. So, in other words, all of the talk, all of the drama about her purity and her convictions, right down the drain, and she has come back, and she's one of the final two. After The Bachelor readily and a little bit proudly admitted that he had slept with the other two contestants. Anyway, that is that's the update. Wow. Oh, my goodness. All right. I'm going to leave that. Here is an update on a story that you and I covered quite some time ago. Letcher Central High School in Whitesburg, Kentucky. Why would we be talking about Letcher Central High School in Whitesburg, Kentucky? Because in the locker room, the boys' locker room, their mascot is the Cougars, and up on the locker room wall was a painting that said, and I want to make sure I get it, but the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. That's what's up on the locker room wall. But the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. Well, you know what happened. The Freedom From Religion Foundation wrote them and said, separation of church and state, threatened to sue them. And that's where you and I left off on this story. And I told you I would bring you up to date. Well, they have caved. Yep, they have caved. Denise Yance, the superintendent of Letcher County Public Schools, has written a letter to the Freedom From Religion Foundation and said, the bulletin board has been replaced. There was an individual bulletin board that had a scripture verse on it. There was also a Facebook post from one of the staff and the locker room. So, quote, the bulletin board has been replaced. The Facebook post has been removed. And the locker room has been repainted. Yippers, they caved. Isn't that sad? There are several Christian civil liberty organizations like the ACLJ, the ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom, the Pacific Justice Institute, and many others, the Thomas More Society, a whole bunch of Christian liberty organizations that will come and defend a school like this for free, pro bono, won't cost them a penny. And in most of the cases, they win. But this school district in Whitesburg, Kentucky, rather than fighting, rather than standing for the constitutional rights of their students or their coaches or freedom of religion in general, they just caved, just gave in. Yep, they did. Headline, high school paints over inspiring Bible verse after atheist group complains. A Kentucky high school has removed a Bible verse from the wall in its athletic locker room following a complaint, from an atheist group. Well, we win some, we lose some. One of the greatest things we lack in our nation today is courage. We have an epidemic of cowardice and compromise. All right, hey, when we come back, you want to know how to be absolutely free of the coronavirus? I got a televangelist that will tell us. Yeah, when we come back.